Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House advisors once again are saying North Korea will face destruction unless it ends its nuclear and missile programs. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley told CNN she's considering moving on from diplomatic efforts and turning the matter of North Korea over to U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster still seems to favor sanctions as the way to put pressure on Pyongyang.
Well, we may have to take some steps, though, that restrict trade in any way that we can with this regime to choke off the resources that allow this regime to continue to prioritize their military efforts, their missile efforts, their nuclear efforts over the well-being of their own people.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un today has pledged to continue to his weapons program, saying his country is nearing the goal of equilibrium in military force with the United States. Britain has eased its terror threat level from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London. A 21-year-old man was detained late Saturday under Britain's Terrorism Act. Earlier in the day, an 18-year-old man was arrested. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Friday rush hour attack, the fifth this year in Britain. Hurricane forecasters keeping their eyes on three storms, including one threatening the Caribbean islands, which were battered by Hurricane Irma just over a week ago. Forecast upgraded Tropical Storm Maria to a hurricane as storm heads now toward the Leeward Islands. Meantime, a tropical storm watch is out for the U.S. eastern coast because of Hurricane Jose. There's a new tropical depression named Lee in the Atlantic. This is VOA News. The militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said in a statement it will be dissolving its administrative body to hold general elections. That decision seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. We asked Randolph-Macon College Middle East scholar Michael Fischbach if this is significant.
Very significant. And if it actually happens, it would be extremely significant. Ever since the Palestinian elections for the parliament or the legislative council in 2006, Hamas and the ruling Fatah Party, which has dominated Palestinian politics and certainly both the Palestine Liberation Organization and now the Palestinian Authority, that conflict has crippled the Palestinian body politic and has certainly made peace negotiations and a number of other things very, very complicated.
The news of the decision from Hamas comes after both Hamas and Fatah participated in recent separate talks with Egyptian intelligence officials in Cairo. Meantime, Gaza facing mounting humanitarian crisis, including a severe electricity shortage. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Iran will not be subject to bullying by the U.S. over the 2015 nuclear deal it signed with a number of powers, including the U.S. President Trump has been a frequent critic of that agreement. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is considering closing its embassy in Cuba following a number of health attacks on American diplomats there. At least 21 Americans have suffered what the State Department calls incidents that have led to a variety of symptoms, including hearing loss, concussions, headaches, ear ringing, and even problems with concentration and common word recall. Some Canadian diplomats and their families as well have been affected. The governor of the U.S. state of Missouri warns the administration will deal harshly with those responsible for violent protest in the city of St. Louis over the death of an African-American man at the hands of a white police officer who was acquitted of murder in the case. A number of people have been arrested, and the police chief in St. Louis, Lawrence O'Toole, says his police force will be diligent in responding to the violence.
We will continue to ensure our citizens' First Amendment rights are protected. However, we will not tolerate violence against citizens, police officers, or damage to property.
A small band of protesters began breaking windows and throwing objects at police over the weekend. More demonstrations expected later this week. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.